Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Ontario's police watchdog is investigating an incident that left a woman seriously injured after being knocked down by a police horse in downtown Ottawa on Friday. On Sunday, the Special Investigations Unit, or SIU, said that they are investigating an incident that occurred on Friday evening, resulting in a 49-year-old woman reporting serious injuries. The incident occurred Friday evening at the intersection of Rideau Street and Mackenzie Avenue, close to the Chateau Laurier, when a Toronto police officer on horseback reportedly collided with demonstrators. Over the weekend, rumors of an elderly woman with a walker being trampled to death by mounted police officers spread rapidly over social media. A video taken at the scene shows an older woman in a red jacket facing off with police officers before several officers on horseback rushed in to clear the demonstrators away. The woman can be heard pleading with officers for peace before the horses arrive, after which the crowd can be heard fleeing in panic.
Here comes the horses. Stand up! Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Look what you did! Look what you did to her! You trampled on the lady! Shame on you!
The woman, initially dubbed Roberta Paulson by some who shared the story, can be seen falling in the video, after which a man is heard accusing the officers of trampling her. The woman was reported to have died of her injuries, but Ottawa police dismissed the rumors on Friday. In a tweet, police said they were unaware of any injuries and that anyone who was knocked down was able to get up and walk away. The tweet also indicated that one of the demonstrators had thrown a bike at a horse in an attempt to injure it. Interim Police Chief Steve Bell confirmed on Saturday that two protesters fell after mounted officers were sent in to disperse the crowd.
What happened is the crowd was escalating around the police. There was tension that was continuing to escalate between our public order unit members and the demonstrators on the line that was resulting in increased aggression by the demonstrators. Members of the mounted public order unit rode through the crowd that created separation and lowered the temperature so as not to escalate force. Almost immediately, there was tweets, there was pictures that indicated people had died as a result of that. The horses had run over somebody with a walker in the crowd. What I can indicate is there was two members of the protesters who did collide with the horses. They fell down. They immediately got back up and started to again engage in their protest and demonstration activity.
Bell indicated that it was too soon to say whether the bike that was reportedly thrown may have actually been a mobility device carried by the woman who fell. The woman's death was falsely reported on Fox News by contributor Sarah Carter. In the days following, reports of the woman's death went viral. The woman in the video has since been identified by family members as Candice Shiro, a member of the Tiandanega Mohawk First Nation. According to her niece, the police horse missed Shiro, but the fall left her with a broken clavicle. Shiro was treated at the Montfort Hospital and is recovering from her injuries. The name originally used to identify the woman, Roberta Paulson, is believed to be derived from a fictional character who died in the movie Fight Club. Ashley Babbitt, a U.S. veteran who died from a gunshot injury following the Capitol riots in Washington a year ago, was also falsely named Roberta Paulson in reports on social media. An Instagram video shows Shiro after the incident, seemingly in good spirits as she is being pushed in a wheelchair. CHUO reached out to the SIU for comment regarding the investigation. A representative could not confirm that the woman whose injuries are being investigated was Shiro. However, they told CHUO that as of Monday, there is only one serious injury under investigation. The SIU is also investigating a separate incident after members of the Vancouver Police Force discharged a less lethal weapon at individuals near Spark Street and Bank Street. No injuries have been reported pertaining to that incident. The SIU is asking anyone with information, including video, to contact investigators. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.